Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 9, talking about inside versus outside. The Gemara says it was stated, a lechi that is seen from the inside, but it's flush from the outside, is regarded as a valid lechi. But if it is seen from the outside and is flush from the inside, there is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi. One maintains that it is regarded as a valid lechi, and the other maintains that it is not regarded as a valid lechi. When reading this piece from the Gemara, it brings to mind to me three different things. Number one, when we're in the middle of different things, and when we see different things, and when we hear about situations, and we hear about different occurrences, a lot of times we see just the outside. We don't really know what's going on in the inside. They say you only know a part of the story, but you're missing the other side of the story. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors, what goes on in people's homes behind the windows. A lot of times we're looking from the outside. We don't understand what's going on the inside. It also brings to mind the idea how our houses should be something that projects light. They talk about the idea that the Beis HaMikdash had windows that were narrow on the narrow on the inside, but were great on the outside. I forget exactly the explanation, but it was the way that it was set up was that the light shone from the Beis HaMikdash outside to the world. It didn't need light from outside inside. It needed light from the inside to the outside, because the light, the Shechina, Hashem himself, Kaviyachal, was inside the Beis HaMikdash, and the light was projected to the outside of the world. So when we talk in the Gemara here, inside versus outside, our houses also should be full of light, should be full of chesed, should be full of mitzvah, so that it projects out to the world, the idea to bring goodness to the world, to bring mitzvahs to the world, and to bring wonderfulness outside of our home, inside versus outside. And in general, we should think about what's inside our bodies, inside our hearts, inside ourselves. We should project also outside into the world, whatever idea, whatever movement, whatever situation, mitzvah, chesed, we could do from ourselves to bring to other people, we should try to do. The idea threefold of inside versus outside here on Erevin 9. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 10 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.